Head coach Rob Chizinski breaks down the week of practice as the Browns get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's listen in to hear what he had to say.
Good afternoon. Look forward to the Battle of Ohio and being back with our fans here at home in the stadium. Need them to get there early and be loud and prepared for a great game. Pleased with the week of practice. This is a tremendous challenge for us. Bengals are a very talented group, as we all know. We'll need all hands on deck. It'll be a team effort on Sunday, and that's what we'll need to play the game. As far as injuries go, Weeden, Groves, and Wynn, we have listed as out for the game. We have Jabal Sheard as doubtful. Billy Cundiff and Sean Laveau is questionable. I'll take questions now.
Beyond the two pass edge rushers you have left, would you consider using some of these other guys like Martin or guys we haven't seen yet? Or what's the depth chart just after them?
We will. We've practiced those guys, and we're ready if need be for those guys to play.
Coach, what did Billy do? Was he able to kick it all? And then what's the plan if he can't go Sunday?
Yeah, he did. He kicked and seems to have no problems with that. We'll see tomorrow how he feels. And then we have a plan, and we'll stick to that plan going forward.
Is the plan to possibly bring in another kicker? I mean, would that be part of the plan?
There's all we have possibilities with Spencer or as well as other guys that are out there.
When you look at your pass rush situation heading into the season, you've got Groves and Sheard, and you can roll everybody in there. What does this do to that, with Jabal being doubtful and Quentin out?
Well, you know, we feel like we have some other guys that can rush the passer as well. And, again, those guys have gotten reps the last few weeks and this week as well. And, you know, injuries are part of what you're dealing with during the course of the season. So it's time for guys to step up, and I expect no less from the guys that play.
So now Mingo's might have to play 70 snaps or whatever, it's 50. How has he progressed since he's been back?
I think he's really progressed, not just on the field as a player, and from that standpoint, he's a guy that has tremendous conditioning. So, you know, I haven't worried about that, and he's been getting more and more reps every week. And like I said, we have some guys who will be able to come in and play, and we can still have a rotation in there if Jabal can't play.
Is he developed against the run? I mean, is that something you kind of see him adjust to at the new, NFL level, obviously?
He has, and a lot of that's just learning the defense and learning the techniques and getting better. He has, he has a real good plays with real good leverage. So that shows in his strength. He has some natural strength that he plays with that type of leverage, and he's really improved. All parts of his game have improved.
Judge, you've had two games with over 50 passes in. Has it been more to the situation, or just the you guys don't feel like you're comfortable yet being able to run the ball enough? Just having to go to the pass?
Well, a lot of it's situation and how things go through the course of the game. We'll just see. And, you know, I think every game's different, and we go approach it that, you know, whatever we need to do to win the game, whether that's run or pass, then, you know, we'll try to do.
Did Brandon throw it all this week?
He did. He did. He's throwing. He's going to throw again tomorrow, but he's progressing.
Today was the first day or yesterday?
Today was the first day with the football. Well, I expect he will improve and has improved. Just getting back out there and playing again, just from a physical standpoint, getting back into it has been good for him. And I think he'll continue to keep improving. Mentally, again, he's familiar with the system and the terminology, so that really hasn't been an issue at all.
How do you think Brian will handle his first start at home? I mean, grew up going to the games. And have you guys talked about that at all? You know, I mean, both have that Browns connection.
Well, you know, I know he's excited about his opportunity. We've talked mostly just about focusing on what we need to do and you know, not all the other things, blocking those things out and not worrying about those things.
Do you think he does a good job at that? I mean, you haven't known him forever, but being able to block stuff out, I mean, that would be, I would think, to be some emotion surrounding.
Well, just based on the game and last game, he's shown that ability to do that.
Chud, not only in the game, but more behind-the-scenes stuff that you see, like the practices, your conversations. How has Greg Little responded since being removed from the starting lineup?
Well, Greg's a hard worker to begin with. I think that It's given him the opportunity to refocus on some things, and obviously we've been able to get him on the kickoff, which has been a good thing. And I think as I've seen this week, he's making plays, and so that's step one. And let's carry it over to the field, and I expect Greg to do that.
Has he kicked around putting him at running back at any point? I know this isn't for the league where you move guys around to different positions, but because of his background, have you thought about that?
No, not. We're working on receiver first.
Joe Thomas, you talked about his longevity and his 100th game.
I can't say enough great things about Joe Thomas. He's fabulous. This past game, he was outstanding. And the things that he's done, especially from a leadership standpoint with the team, he was huge in us last week in that game. And I just can't say enough about the guy. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. 100 games in a row is almost unheard of. It speaks to his durability and how good he is. And just glad he's on our team.
To follow up on Scott's question a little bit, this isn't just any home game for Brian Hoyer. I mean, there's going to be Ignatius fans and family and friends and that feeling of being back where he had season tickets and all that kind of stuff. So. Do you think is he up for handling that, or do you have to have an extra conversation about, just the emotion that could be involved?
No, he's a pro, and he understands that. Once the ball's kicked off, it's football, and he's playing the game that he's played his whole life, and he knows what expectations are, and he'll get into the course of the game, and we won't be thinking a thing about this.
We talked about the defense on third down. I think the offense did better on third down in week three than the first week. What's the next? What else do you guys have to do to get to where you want to be on third down?
Offensively or defensively?
Offensively.
Well, we need to continue to improve offensively. I think that comes with, more time on task. Again, one of the things that we want to continue to improve on is protection. And we're working on that. I think the guys are playing better and getting better. I think they're understanding what we want to do. And from a role standpoint, you're seeing, some guys develop and evolve in the roles that we have them in.
Other than just Jabal being listed as doubtful, is there any more clarity you can give on the severity of that?
No, I mean, we'll see how he's doing. And it's the good thing to me is that as you looked at Jabal last week, he got hurt and he was able to come back after he was hurt and play some more. So that's the encouraging thing.
Do you think, though, he may fight through it, even though you want to get back out there? Do you think maybe he did more harm than good by coming back?
It doesn't seem that was the case.
Chet, Chet Thomas was addressing this the other day. Because the league is throwing the ball so much now, he thinks that sometimes offensive coordinators are willing to take the risk to maybe take the occasional sack to make those plays because it's so important to throw the ball downfield now. Do you share that? Do you think that guys are willing to occasionally have to take a negative play to make a big play?
Well, you never want to concede that, right. But that's part of football. No matter what you do, there's things that can happen that may be negative or not exactly what you want and how you draw it up. And you just have to be able to react to it and understand things aren't always going to come up how you draw them up and work. And it's a matter of, coming back and continue to attack in our case and be aggressive.
His point was that 20 years ago, you thought that a sack is devastating on a drive. It's just devastating. Now you guys throw the ball 15, 20 yards on the field, that's nothing. So the guys are willing to maybe.
Yeah, so you come back the next play and you're not fazed by it. And obviously, you don't want to be a pattern. But like I said, things they're not always going to come up the way you draw them up.
Chet, how did Sean LaValle look this week in practice? And would you be comfortable with him coming back right away and being a starter?
Yeah, again, we'll wait and see how he feels, and we'll evaluate this practice and take a look at it on tape. But he's been working in and getting a good feel back into it. He's moving around pretty well. So that's why we listen to this question.